What a way to open up the Arrowhead season opener here. 2013 Chiefs win 17-16. Reed Farran here with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Where do you want to start?
Well, we'll start with the fact that it's been a long time since the Chiefs won a game in this stadium against an opponent like this, winning it like this. This is a football, football is and will always be a game of guts, maybe more than any other professional sport. And this was nothing but a gut check in all three phases. Was it pretty all the way through? There were some mistakes. But when it came gut check time, and there's 1,000 hidden plays, but mostly this went back to the intestinal fortitude of this team and the fact that they're led by a head coach that has got over 100 wins and double-digit playoff wins. That showed up today big time.
We've talked about Alex Smith's accuracy, his decision-making. He showed us his legs today.
Well, he's a better athlete than people think. I mean, we talk about a lot about the running quarterbacks now in the NFL, and we should talk about Colin Kaepernick and a Cam Newton and an RG3, and we'll see Michael Vick on Thursday night. But it's very understated what Alex Smith can do in running the ball. This isn't a guy that scrambles for 4 or 5 yards. He's athletic enough, either by run designs or by extending plays or scrambling, he can go for 30. I mean, he did it on his drive against New Orleans to win in the playoffs, and he's done it repeatedly here. The Chiefs, let's be honest, that's a great front seven, in my opinion, of the Cowboys. They had a hard time blocking him today. Alex gets sacked 4 times, but he had probably avoided 4 more. But the fact that he was able to get chunk plays out of him running the ball made a huge difference in this game.
You and I talked all training camp. We couldn't wait to see Dwayne Bowe get involved.
It's his first touchdown catch in 350 days. He has not had a touchdown catch since September 30th of a year ago. It is his first touchdown catch in a winning game for the Chiefs since October 9th of 2011 against the Indianapolis Colts. Why do I say that? Because it's big. The Chiefs needed a red zone touchdown, and they got it. He ran a great slant and did a fabulous job completing the play. They need that now more consistently from him. And the other thing is Dustin Colquitt earned his spot someday on this ring of honor. 5 punts. They were down at the 5, 10, 10, 15, and 4. That won this game because Bailey for them can bang 60-yarders. And the fact that he pinned him back and should have had one down at the 1, but a mistake made on the illegal touch by Parker, I believe. And otherwise, it had been at the 1 and the best punt of his life. And he comes back and gets the second best punt of his life that's down at the 4. I mean, those are overlooked plays. I'm going to give you another overlooked play that people won't talk about, and that is at the end of the first half. Dallas is moving the ball. They're up 10-7, and they get 2 straight possessions. When I do the radio play-by-play, I will always tell you who gets the first possession of the third quarter because people forget about it. They think the game stops, the universe stops, and, oh, you just start playing again. No, if you play Xbox, you'll see it just extends. So it's going to be 2 possessions for the Cowboys. If they score there and score again, which they had a field goal on the 8-minute drive, this game would have been over. Kendrick Lewis makes 2 consecutive plays on Jason Witten. They get no points at the end of the second quarter, and that sets things up to give you a shot in the second half. A ton of forgotten plays, a ton of heroes, but it mostly boils down to this. Guts. Guts, guts. And this crowd, it was awesome. This is a day we won't forget anytime soon and really puts the ball on the tee for this season.
Lastly, 2-0, short week heading to Philly. Thoughts heading there Thursday?
Brutal week. Brutal. These coaches will get about an hour or two to enjoy it. And Andy Reid's excited. Just saw him. But that ends at about, you know, an hour from when we talk. Because it's on it. These Thursday night games are tough on the road team particularly. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday becomes Monday, Tuesday.
That's it.
I mean, we're flying on Wednesday morning to go to Philadelphia. These coaches will be up all night, maybe 2 nights. And these guys who had a tough physical game today, this was not an easy game, have got to get their bodies back in shape for a road game at Philly. Oh, and it's Andy's old team. I mean, these games, three of these first games have all had drama of its own story. And so it'll be tough, but you're going there 2-0, brother. 2-0 with a hard-fought win here. Huge 2-0. I believe it's only the 4th time the Chiefs have started 2-0 in the last 14 years, and only their 5th home opening win in the past 14 years. It's bigger than just a single game.